So far, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Another major Colorado health system is offering its workers a cash incentive to get the COVID-19 vaccine, but it says a mandate may come later this year. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
UC Health has 24,000 employees, and now the hospital plans to give $500 to those who are vaccinated. Contractors can also receive the bonus. Earlier this week, Centura Health announced a similar move. Those at UC Health who are now vaccinated will get the money in mid-July. Anyone who gets their shots by mid-August would get the bonus in September. A spokesman says UC Health will likely require all workers to get vaccinated, perhaps later this year. He says the hospital network already mandates they get flu vaccinations every year to help improve safety for everyone. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
It's a notable moment for the pandemic in Colorado. There are finally enough masks, gloves, and gowns to keep medical workers safe. The state is deactivating emergency requirements for PPE, personal protective equipment. The emergency standard goes back to last April when the virus was spreading rapidly and global supplies were tight. Since May of 2020, critical shortage of PPE has steadily declined. No Colorado hospitals have reported an anticipation of an equipment shortage since February. Denver will continue its effort to sweep encampments made by people experiencing homelessness. And Mayor Michael Hancock says that has nothing to do with the city hosting Major League Baseball's All-Star Game in less than 2 weeks.
What we are doing is, post-pandemic, is enforcing the law. And we have more encampments than we've had ever in the city of Denver. And so we have more cleanups.
Hancock says the encampments are unsafe and unhealthy, but critics call the sweeps expensive and inhumane. Hancock says the city is also focused on finding ways to help people experiencing homelessness, like buying hotels to house some people and connecting others with services sooner. Baseball's All-Star Game is July 13th at Coors Field in Denver.